In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Annunciation is indeed a great feast. On this blessed day, the Archangel Gabriel was sent by God to a village of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin promised in marriage to a man called Joseph, and the name of the virgin was Mary. The archangel then announced to Mary that she had been chosen to be the mother of the Savior. And when she heard that, she was prompted to ask a question. How can that be if I do not know men? Tradition tells us that Mary served in the temple since the age of 3. And there, she had made a vow of virginity. So she wanted to know from the angel, how can I become a mother if I do not know men, and I will not know men? And the angel told her, do not be afraid. The Holy Ghost will come upon you, and the strength of the Most High will overshadow thee. And then, knowing that the words of the angel didn't go against her vow, she agreed. Ecce ancilla Domini. Fiat mihi secundum verbum tuum. And at that moment, the Word of God, the only begotten Son of God, descended from the bosom of the Father to the bosom of Mary. And from the blood of the Blessed Virgin, he formed for himself a body. So the Feast of the Annunciation is the Feast of the Incarnation. This is a Feast of Our Lady, but also a Feast of Our Lord, and the very first Feast of Our Lord. On Christmas we hear many times, et verbum caro factum est, and the Word was made flesh. Yes, Christmas is the birth of our Lord when we saw him among us. But it was on this day that the Word was made flesh in the womb of the Virgin Mary. This is the day of the Incarnation. So today we celebrate his incarnation, and 9 months from now, it will be Christmas. There is a very beautiful devotion, which consists in saying 24 Hail Marys every day, from March 25th until December 25th, in order to honor each hour that our Lord spent in the womb of Our Lady. So this is, my brethren, the beginning of the redemption of mankind. So let us be glad on this day when our Creator descended from heaven in order to restore the work of his hands. Let us honor this mystery of love, because everything he did, from his incarnation, his birth, his death on the cross, He did out of love for us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.